the old country we revere. Today we are talking about the father of country music, the one and only Jimmie Rodgers. Now, before we start, I just wanted to give a big thanks to Bootcrew Media and Company Burger, our delicious sponsor. Now, let's talk about Jimmie. Before we even start talking about his musical career and how Jimmie expresses the American identity, you need to put on your seatbelts and prepare for the roller coaster ride of a childhood Jimmie had. This is important because the way Jimmie writes his songs is reflective of his childhood and life before all the fame. Now, let's begin. Jimmie was born in Pine Springs, Mississippi on September 8, 1897. His mom, Eliza Rodgers, died when Jimmie was only 6 years old, and his father, Aaron, was never home since he was always working on the railroads. According to Barry Mazur, the author of the book Meeting Jimmie Rodgers, though Jimmie was lonely, not having any parents around, it left him free to explore the young man's playground of barbershops, pool halls, and theaters, and to hobnob with the fast-talking salesmen, sportsmen, and gamblers. This exciting before World War I pop culture was a major factor in influencing a young Jimmie Rodgers. Mazur says, by the age of 12, Jimmie had attempted to stage a tent carnival of his own and even took it on the road locally. He then won his first prize in an amateur contest singing songs, Steamboat Bill and Bill Bailey. And now we can begin talking about more of his adult life. To start with, after he had been on the road a while, he wanted to stop performing and find a stable job. He got employed for little jobs here and there, like being a mechanic, baggage man, and a brakeman. After that rough period of time, he started performing again, and Jimmie's career started to bloom. While he was on top of his game, he met his first wife, Stella Kelly. They got married when Jimmie was only 19 years old. Their marriage didn't last long though, since Jimmie didn't have the money and resources to support her. Jimmie and Kelly had a daughter together, Catherine, who Jimmie never knew about until after he got all of his fame and money.
Bruh.
After the divorce, while back home, he met and married Carrie Williamson, the daughter of a high-respected music couple. She supported him and stayed with him, and unlike his ex-wife, all the way until he died. They had two kids together, Anita and June. Anita was the focus of lots of his songs, mainly after the death of June, who died at 6 months old. Lance Simpson tells the story of how Jimmie dies. He was so damn sick that after he cut a 3-minute song, he had to lie down on the cot that kept right in the studio with him and cough for a half hour before going on. Everyone knew he was slipping. Jimmie Rodgers had died 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train. There's actually a poem I once read that relates to how Jimmie dies. It's by Paul Dunbar, and it's called We Wear the Mask. It's about how many people put on fake smiles to make it seem like they're okay, but behind the smile or the mask, they're hurting inside. I think this is a good representation of how Jimmie Rodgers was in his final years. To the general public, he appeared to be happy and singing all the time, but behind the scenes, he was dealing with illness. Going back to what Simpson wrote, Jimmie dying while waiting on a train is pretty crazy because Jimmy's most famous song that he wrote 4 years before his death is actually called Waiting on a Train. Speaking of his famous songs, this brings us into the part of the podcast where we discuss how Jimmy's music expresses American values and the American identity. One core value of being American is loving your home, since that's where you grew up and that's where your family is from. Let's listen to a song that expresses this idea.
I was happy as I could be, so I'm going back to that dear old shack where I spent my happy days as a lad.
What you guys just heard was Dear Old Sunny South by the Sea. To start with, just by hearing the words in the title, Sunny South, it makes you think of where you're from. By the lyrics talking about my dear old home, I was happy as it could be, and also, I'm going back to the old shack where I spent my days as a happy lad. These help the listener think of happy memories they have of their own home. Here's another example of a song that expresses an American value.
Long ago I was known and respected. Then one day I was falsely suspected. And they put me in chains, working out in the rains. But I'm free from the chain gang now.
That song was I'm Free from the Chain Gang Now. As you guys just heard, It talks about how Jimmy was once falsely suspected and put in jail, but is now free from the chain gang now. This idea of being locked up and not becoming free represents the core American value of freedom. It also represents the American dream of starting from the bottom, then going to the top. Jimmy started from the bottom in jail and rose to the top, becoming free. Now that we've talked a little about how his songs represent America, let's move on to everyone's favorite segment of the OCR, Comparison Time. For our new listeners, Comparison Time is where I compare this episode's artists to a newer artist who I think share many similarities. So for today's episode, this might surprise you, I chose the man, the myth, the legend, the Biebster himself, JB, Justin Bieber. Now, I know what you're thinking. How is he going to compare Jimmy Rogers with JB? Well, JB and Jimmy share many similar qualities when it comes to the message of their songs. My first example is their songs Waiting on a Train and Way Back Home. Here they are.
A thousand miles away from home, just waiting for a train. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady.
Now, let's review. Sounding very different, it's hard to see the similarities at first glance. However, when you look at the lyrics, the similarities are clear. In Waiting on a Train, Rogers expresses a feeling of missing home. My heart is full of pain, I'm 1,000 miles away from home, just waiting for a train. Similar to this, Justin Bieber says, even when we go through changes, even when we're old, remember that I told you, I'll find my way back home. This expresses the same feeling an idea Jimmy was trying to portray in his song. Guys, this will conclude the segment and the podcast. Before we end, I would like to say that Jimmy's story was the true American comeback story. He started out in poverty, working hard at a young age, faced challenges like his wife leaving him, and also having to deal with illness, but became rich and famous in the end. Though he didn't live very long, he still will go down as one of the greats. I had a really good time talking with y'all, and I'll see y'all next Monday.
You'll find me right here, like the day you left me alone. Any old time you wanna come back home, home, home.